times of trouble come, oppression storm beats at your door. No need to fear. No need to fear. Though evil seems so strong, their pride and power is not for long. Be still, my soul, and trust in God, and place your life into His hands, for He will never fail you. And in the morning you'll see His face. No need to fear. No to fear. No need to fear the envy and the scorn of those who boast in what they own. Remains when life's brief day is done. Their glory's all a setting sun. But as for me, this I am sure, God will my soul from death, and He will never fail you. And in the morning I'll see His face.
Just a series of decisions. We make choices. We live and learn. Now I'm standing at the crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn.
So, you know, it's my distinct pleasure today to be able to participate in the service since I'm a charter member, and it's been a fantastic place to be most of my life, and I'm glad I'm still here and able to worship with each and every one of you. Today's scripture, 1 John 4, 7 through 12. Please join me as we turn our hearts and minds to the worship of our Lord. Beloved, let us love one another, Because love is from God, everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we've loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifices of our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Lord, give us understanding of his holy word.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Being a pastor can be a very glamorous job. I get to do a lot of exciting things. For example, every Tuesday and Friday morning, I bring in the trash cans from the curb after the trash has been collected. Now, Vic Brown has an even more glamorous job. He gets to take the trash cans out on Monday and Thursday nights. Anyway, last Tuesday, I was bringing in the trash, and it was raining. So I had an umbrella in one hand and the trash can in the other hand. I'm dragging it up to the porch. And when I get to the porch, I realize there's a pool of water in the bottom of the can because of the rain. So I turn the can over on the porch to empty it out. And while I'm waiting for the water to drain, I'm just looking around. I notice the cornerstones, those engraved markers that are installed on the front porch on this side. Now, one marker says Village Baptist Church, founded 1968, built 1980. And the other one says burned 2000, rebuilt 2002. Now, it's not like I hadn't seen them before. In fact, I helped dig the first marker out of the rubble after the church burned. And the second marker, I composed the wording for. Now, it's not a big deal. Burned, rebuilt. Not a lot of. I did compose that, though. I'll take credit for that. Our building co-chair, Grayson Joyner, wanted some fancier wording, but I insisted that burned, rebuilt was all that was needed to tell the story. Well, the first engraved marker was installed in the original church building when it was dedicated in 1980. I was not the pastor then. Dr. Dan Ivins was the pastor. I didn't come to Village until 1985. But it was a momentous occasion in 1980 when this original building was erected and dedicated, and that first marker was installed. Before 1980, Village met in a house on Pointer Ridge Drive and for a few months at the South Bowie Community Center. But the wording on that first marker, Village Baptist Church, founded 1968, built 1980, doesn't tell the whole story. It's true as far as it goes. Village was founded in 1968 as Village Baptist Chapel. It was a mission of another church, of Bel Air Baptist Church. And so in one sense, 1968 is Village's birthday. But Village did not become a church until 1971. From November 17, 1968 until May 23, 1971, Village was a mission, not a church. And so it was on May 23rd, 1971, that Village grew up and became an autonomous, self-governing, independent church in its own right. And so Village really has two birthdays, 1968, when it was started at Village Baptist Chapel, 1971, when Village became a church. And today we celebrate that second birthday, May 23rd, 1971. It's our anniversary, 45th anniversary of the church. Village has been a church exactly 45 years today. Well, Pastor Starr asked me to come up with a theme verse for our commemorative program that appear on the cover. And I took a lot of time trying to come up with that theme verse. What verse would I choose that would really be the theme for today? And I thought about it a lot. And I thought about some other verses, because we have some in our foyer. You might have noticed in the foyer there's some scripture plaques, engraved plaques of scripture passages in the foyer. Right outside my office, there's one that says the love chapter based on 1 Corinthians 13. Another one says the Lord's Prayer that we recite every communion Sunday in unison. And those are certainly important passages of scripture. Those plaques got there because after we moved back into the rebuilt building, the foyer was very stark, very bare, and we needed something to kind of accent the foyer, decorate it, present some message. And I found those first two plaques, the Love Chapter and the Lord's Prayer, in a Christian bookstore. They were of the right size. I liked the texts that were selected, so we purchased those plaques, had them hung on the wall. But after a while, I decided, you know, the foyer's still kind of bare. So I started looking for other scripture plaques that we could hang out there in the foyer, and there weren't any more commercially available that I could find. So I contacted the company that had manufactured those. It's a company in Ohio. And I asked them, can you make some more scripture plaques that match what we already have with verses I select? And they said, yeah, we can do it. So I spent more time studying and thinking and praying about it. And I came up with three passages of scripture that I submitted for them to make in the same style as the original plaques. And they did it. Beautiful job. One passage says the Great Commission. Remember the last words of Matthew's gospel, Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Another one says the greatest commandments. Remember the two commandments Jesus said were the greatest, to love God and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And then the third one says the least of these. Remember that parable of Jesus, the sheep and the goats, where he said, as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me. I selected those three passages because I consider them to be among the most important in the Bible, but also ones that are relevant to our church, that seem to express something of the identity of our particular church. And so we now have those five scripture plaques hung out in the foyer. Hope you'll read them if you haven't already. But for some reason, I couldn't settle on any of those to be our text for today, our theme. I kept coming back to 1 John 4, verses 7 to 12. And if I had to identify one theme that has identified Village Baptist Church these past 45 years, that theme would be love. Love for God, love for our neighbor, and love for each other. 45 years ago, back in 1971, when Village became a church, they adopted a constitution and bylaws and a church covenant, which is kind of like a mission statement, kind of like an identity statement of what we're about. And at that constituting service back in 1971, they read the church covenant aloud together in unison. And I think if you want to understand the guiding principles behind Village Baptist Church, look at the church covenant. And you can do that because it's in the hymn book. Every hymn book has one printed inside the front cover. Invites you to take it out and look at it, open it up. I think it's so important because it lays out what this church is about. The church covenant kind of is our identity statement. And so what I'd like us to do right now, like we did 45 years ago, like they did, is read it together aloud in unison to see what it says. So if you take a hymn book, open the front cover, let's read this together. Believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we do now, in the presence of God in this assembly, enter into this covenant with one another as one body in Christ. In relation to each other, we agree to respect and tolerate, in the spirit of Christ and in Christian fellowship, differences of opinion in all matters pertaining to church affairs and to our individual lives, to be ready always to forgive others their trespasses in the spirit with which God continually forgives our trespasses, to watch over one another in prayer, and to aid one another in times of distress and illness. Okay, take a break. Let's breathe. Now, third paragraph. believing that our call to be members of this church is a call to be living witnesses of God in the world. We commit our lives and destinies to Christ. Wherever men are enslaved by ignorance, poverty, fear, or prejudice, we shall strive for learning, dignity, courage, and understanding. Wherever men are separated by barriers of hostility and distrust, we shall be ministers of God's reconciling love. As we pledge our support to the work of our missionaries throughout the world, we commit ourselves to the mission to which God calls us. We shall seek to be obedient to Christ in our daily living, in our homes, in our labor, and in our leisure. We shall strive for attitudes and actions which will reflect God's Spirit working through us, acknowledging our human frailties and ever seeking forgiveness. We confess our need of the Holy Spirit. We shall regard our bodies as the residence of the Holy Spirit. Accordingly, we shall seek to refrain from any practices detrimental to our health and influence, and strive to live a transformed life consistent with biblical principles in the midst of this world. When we find it no longer possible to participate in the fellowship of this church, we will unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's Word. That second paragraph that we read is like an exposition of our theme verses for today, because that second paragraph explains what love for each other looks like. We respect and tolerate differences of opinion. We are ready to forgive one another. We watch over one another in prayer. We aid one another in times of distress and illness. This is love in action. Love is not just something we feel. Love is something we do. God loves us, and we love each other. If you want to know what Village Baptist Church is all about, for me, that's it. It's about love. Now, my predecessor, Dan Ivins, coined the motto, "We reserve the right to accept everybody." And I think that's what love does. Love accepts everybody. Now, that doesn't mean that anything goes. The third and the fourth paragraphs of our church covenant talk about Christian values and what it means to follow Christ in our daily living. But in all that we do, we will seek to be ministers of God's reconciling love. Now, I know that Village is not perfect. No church is perfect. No people are perfect. We are forgiven by Jesus, saved by His grace. But as long as we seek to make love the theme of our life together, and as long as we seek to be open to God's Spirit working within us and among us, we will strive to live a transformed life consistent with biblical principles in the midst of this world. Linda and I have been blessed to be a part of this church family for 31 of the 45 years. Some of you have been at Village even longer, and some of you are more recent, but you're still a part of the story that we are writing together as we serve God in this church. You have a part in helping our church to be all that God calls us to be. So not only does Village have two birthdays, every Christian has two birthdays. There's the day you were born and the day you were born again. Someone has said the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Well, we who believe in Jesus know the why we were born. We were born to love God, to love our neighbor, and to love each other. That's the why of our birth, and that's the why of our new birth in Christ. As John said, if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. To strive to have God's love perfected in us is the why of our being. And so for me, that's the purpose of our lives. That's the purpose of our life together as members and congregants of Village Baptist Church. And that's what we celebrate today, 45 years of loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving each other. May God give Village Baptist Church many more years together in love. Our Father, we cannot overestimate your love for us. We cannot express our gratitude for what you have given. And yet, you don't ask us to pay you back. All you ask us to do is to love you, to love our neighbors, to love each other. Help us, O God, to be a people who love you so much that we love each other too. Thank you for your great love for us. Help us to love each other too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I mentioned there's going to be a reception after the service. I hope that many of you can stay. We're running a little bit later than we normally do today, but there will be refreshments, and we'd love to have you join us down in the fellowship hall. But before we leave this place, we want to give you an opportunity to respond. Maybe there's someone here today who would accept Jesus as your Savior, who would profess your faith in Him, who would follow Him as a believer in baptism. What better day than on Anniversary Sunday to join the church? Or maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, but you're not a part of this church family. You'd unite with us officially. We'd welcome that decision as well. The invitation has come to the front as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, a hymn that probably all of you know, number 267, Blessed Be the Tie.